Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I promised the Jimmy Garoppolo thing.
Okay.
So what do you think about this? So the news comes out yesterday. This is after the Raiders sign Jimmy. Jimmy undergoes foot surgery on the injury that took place last year. The first thing that popped to my mind, and this might be a weird mind, maybe I have one. I don't know. But the first thing that popped in my mind is not anything about injury prone and is not anything about his 49ers career, not anything about the Raiders decision. First thing that pops to my mind is the smile. Remember the smile? The smile on the sideline in Philadelphia.
When Trey got hurt or when Josh got hurt?
When Brock got hurt.
Oh, that's right.
When Brock got hurt.
Brock.
And the thought was, leading into the playoffs, like Jimmy could be like emergency available kind of thing. Oh, and people didn't like the smile. They did not like the smile because it was as if Jimmy was either, you know, it was going to be translated as if Jimmy was either laughing at the 49ers or at minimum, he shouldn't be having any fun. Don't you be having any fun over there while you're losing the NFC Championship game? I kind of blew the whole thing off, but I was just thinking about this. So if he actually needed foot surgery, which means he wasn't even close to being available. There was definitely, going into free agency, no way, no how, no way in hell that guy was going to take a football field when he was about to be a free agent and give his body to the 49ers again on the way into free agency. If I was his agent, I don't even know if I'd have let him be on the sideline.
Done ye.
Exactly. Get your butt in bubble wrap, watch the game on a couch. Does it change anybody who was bothered by the smile or anything about the Garoppolo exit? Does it change anything in your mind knowing that he needed surgery while all that was happening?
No.
No?
And it makes me feel bad for the Raiders because...
It does?
Yeah. If you needed surgery, then why didn't you get surgery back in, December? Maybe when you got hurt?
Maybe he was trying to be ready for the 49ers, and it didn't work.
Or maybe he was trying to dupe a new team into signing him without knowing fully that he needed surgery.
Well, except for, like, it's not like the Raiders didn't do a physical. I don't think this was, like, news to them. They didn't sign him and then went, wait, what? You're having surgery?
He had surgery after he signed.
Yeah. So that must have been above board. They must have known.
Maybe.
You would hope that they knew. Yeah.
But.
I mean, it almost makes me laugh in going back to the year before. Remember the whole discussion? No one is signing him while he's hurt. Really?
And no one signed him.
Right. But I don't think that was the reason at all. I don't think that was the reason. I think that he was, A, still under contract. You couldn't just sign him. You had to trade for him. You had to give up assets for him.
Right.
Very different conversation for football teams out there. But look at the 49ers now. They're banking on Brock Purdy being started for week one. He's totally hurt. Like, the idea that someone's hurt does not mean he's unacquirable.
Right.
We were just talking about Conforto and Haniger. Acquirable, yet hurt.
This is different. This is the quarterback of your team.
Fair.
And so the Raiders sign him, and I'm sure they knew that he was still broken or still needed surgery, and yet they paid him, $72.75 million over 3 years for a guy who maybe will be ready for training camp, according to reports?
But you feel bad for them? I get like, there's a decision that they made.
I don't feel bad for the Raiders.
Okay, I thought that's what you just said.
Well, I feel worse for the Raiders than I do for the Niners. And I don't feel bad for Jimmy Garoppolo at all. And as far as Jimmy Garoppolo smiling on the sideline, that's a bad look. That's a bad look for Jimmy G.
Why?
Because if you can't play, then don't be on the sideline. And if you are on the sideline, act like you give a crap about the 49ers. Because you're down there grinning it up. as Brock Purdy gets hurt, and I know he's not like, ooh, Brock got hurt, that makes me happy. But the optics of it, Mark, are not good. Because if you think about the whole arc of the year where the Niners only signed him because they had to, and then they played him, and then he got hurt, and now they didn't put him on IR because they thought that he might be able to come.
And Dibs, that's
There's
right.
There's no way he...
Damn
yeah.
right. Right in the middle of it, actually.
Yeah, normally I get a buzzer in the middle of the, my takes that he doesn't like, but...
Can you play that all the time, Grandy? Just do that whenever you want.
Totally on a loop.
Open invitation.
Yeah, it's like when you're on hold and all of a sudden it's like, you know, we'll be with you in just a moment.
Now back to Dan Dibley.
Dude, it comes back to you in a minute.
Yeah, that's right.
The fact that Kyle Shanahan didn't put him on IR makes me feel bad for the Niners because obviously they thought that maybe Jimmy G would be available. Otherwise, you put him on IR. But Jimmy G, by what he's showing you, he didn't give a crap about coming back at all and toughing it out, nor should he.
Now back to Mark Grandy, who I think wants to say something.
Yeah, my bad there. I was reaching for the mic and I accidentally hit the
hit
the mouse.
I hit stuff all the time over here.
Do you guys remember after it was announced that Jimmy Garoppolo was agreeing to sign with the Raiders, and then the press conference was delayed?
Delayed again,
and
a day.
This whole big thing. Yeah. The reason why it was delayed was because of the surgery he was having on his foot.
Okey-dokey. Yeah. Yeah, and in what way? As if, what, the Raiders didn't know what to say about it yet? Or, like, he actually was having surgery that day?
I think he was having surgery.
Why the hell did they schedule it that day, then? What, did he get a last-minute appointment or something?
I'm not sure.
The Raiders.
The autumn wind is anesthesia.
The autumn wind needs a calendar, is what they need. I mean...
The autumn wind is a scalpel.
I don't feel bad for anybody involved. I will say this.
I feel bad for the Niners for Kyle.
Like, okay, hold on.
Because Kyle didn't put him on IR because obviously Jimmy must have said, yeah, I'll try to stay ready just in case you need me.
And maybe he did.
He lied to him.
Wait a minute.
He was never going to tough it out.
But maybe he did, and he tried.
If he would have, then he would have been in uniform when they needed him most on that day.
But he needed surgery,
January,
as it turns out.
Whatever. Throw some dirt on it, you big baby.
Come on,
he needed surgery.
Can you imagine?
So he waits till he gets his new deal. $72 million.
I need surgery, guys. I love that you're throwing it out this way as if it's crazy. You want to know what would be crazy? You're about to be a free agent. You have been disenfranchised, essentially tossed aside. Trey Lance draft. Brock Purdy, all the go play on the kiddie field while we wait, Jimmy. All the things the Niner organization did to Jimmy. And you've got a 70-something million dollar free agent contract sitting there. And you're going to go play?
No, you're going to get surgery. You're going to get surgery right away.
But not, you don't always know that you need it. Like, well, sometimes you try to rehab and it doesn't work.
Come on, Mark.
That's what they did, in fact, the previous year on the shoulder. Remember? We're going to try to rehab. It's not reacting. We need surgery.
And that was a mistake as well.
Right, but like, mistakes happen. Or, like, you try. Like, I'd love to ask Doc this next week. Right? The idea of rehab versus surgery. Like... You try sometimes, and the body reacts the way it reacts.
Right. Or, an even better way to put it, is you decide that you don't want to get surgery because you're going to string the Niners along and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to try to stay ready for you, Kyle.
Why would he do that?
I mean, I don't know why
he
would do that.
What does he get out of that?
Well, what he gets out of it is he should have had surgery right away to be ready for the Raiders.
Like, hindsight. Sure.
Right. In hindsight, the first time was also the wrong move to say, oh, I'm going to hope my shoulder gets better.
That's tough. That's tough.
It's real tough.
You're asking people to know things they don't know. You don't know what you know till you know.
Right. What I do know is that he got a 3-year deal for $73 million dollars and then had surgery.
And the Raiders, I'm sure, knew that.
When he didn't have surgery after the week 13 injury against Miami, he... you know, sat there and laughed as the starting quarterback, and he smiled.
Okay, what if somebody said something funny? Like, I you know what I mean? There's no context
to
that smile.
Take your bad foot to a suite. You don't need to be on the sideline. It's bad optics. Can you at least give me that? It's bad optics.
Actually, no.
You're having to defend Jimmy Garoppolo now 6 months later.
I don't have to defend him.
Well, you are.
I don't defend him. Nothing happened. He's not even on the team anymore. What I like...
Well, he's smiling about, when Brock Purdy
this,
got hurt.
To me, this is a... well, it wasn't right when he got hurt. It was later.
He was smiling the whole time.
He wasn't... like, you make it sound like he was pointing at him and laughing or something. Now, you know what it's like to
might
be
as well have been
for the 49ers.
So he's smiling when they're down 21-7 with no quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.